Welcome to Manchester to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest.
And the Moose.
And we're here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Serie A games for the 20th and 21st of July 2024. What have we got today, Moose?
Yeah, we've got some great games coming up in the Brazilian Serie A. And we're going to start with Flamengo at home to Criciúma. Botafogo takes on Internacional. Palmeiras takes on Cruzeiro. Vitória travels to Grêmio. Atlético Mineiro takes on Vasco da Gama. Bahia takes on Corinthians. Red Bull Bragantino takes on Atlético Paranaense. Fortaleza takes on Atlético Goiás. São Paulo travels to Juventude. And finally, Cuiabá takes on Fluminense.
Yeah, and you can see the details for all these matches that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net. Don't forget to go there and you'll see all the fixtures from just about every other football competition as well in the world from A to Z.
Yeah, and also don't forget on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels and video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers and the latest team news.
Yeah, you can get all that. So look in the description of this podcast episode and you'll see all the direct clickable links to all of the matches that we just mentioned and that we're about to discuss in detail. And geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gamble aware if you're going to stream these through a bookie. Okay, let's get started. Flamengo take on Criciúma. And that one's on Saturday, 20th of July. In the UK, it's broadcast 8 p.m. Obviously, look on our website, footballproducers.net, and you'll see what time and date it's broadcast to you locally. And this one's on Bet365. You can watch that live streamed. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're interested in watching the game. So this is going to be a very interesting tussle, this, I think. We've got Flamengo, who disappointed us in the last game.
Yeah.
They got beaten by Fortaleza 2-1.
2-1, bit of a surprise that was, considering Flamengo's form going into that game, just a couple of defeats all season, and really was a game that they should have won. But yeah, they lost 2-1 at home to Fortaleza in that game. And prior to that, actually, in their previous home game to that, just a 1-1 draw against Cuiabá.
Yeah, indeed. And what about Criciúma? They last time out, we did predict them to lose, didn't we, to Corinthians? We predicted 2-0, they lost 2-1. They've been kind of in, they haven't scored a lot of goals, have they? I'm just looking at their goal scoring. They scored one in that game. They scored one at home to Fluminense in the game before that.
Yeah.
They scored one against Vitória. They scored one against Cruzeiro. It's not like they don't score at all, but they just tend to always score one. They scored one against Internacional. And before that, guess what? They scored one against São Paulo away. So a bit of a theme happening, I think, with, you know, they can't score more than one goal.
No, Criciúma away from home, they lost their last three away matches. We predicted all three defeats for them. But yeah, they lost them all 2-1. But
away, like said, away, they're not great. But they've won two away, but they've won two at home. So
they have won
basically
two
not
away.
Having a great season, are they?
No, they have won two away indeed. But and they have got goals in them. They've not travelled and not scored. Like, so they've scored at least a goal in every away game. But yeah, against Flamengo, I mean, really, Flamengo needs to get back on track. They are a strong home team. Prior to that defeat to Fortaleza, they had 5 wins, 1 draw, and 1 defeat, which was to Botafogo, which is one of the stronger teams in the league. And yeah, really, I think our first prediction of today in the Brazilian Serie A, we're leaning on Flamengo. We trust Flamengo will get back on track.
Well, Flamengo are third in the table. They're, what, like 5 points off the leaders with a game in hand? So, you know, you would expect them to do well in this game. Criciúma only got 17 points. They're kind of 2 points off Vitória, who are in the relegation zone. So, the way that we're thinking for this one, I know Flamengo did lose that last game against Fortaleza, but you know, Fortaleza are a bit higher up the table and a decent side. But do you think they would? This is actually third game in a row at home, isn't it, for Flamengo? And they've not won. They've not won any of them so far. The first two, they drew against Cuiabá. But surely they're gonna make up the set now. They're gonna get had a draw against Cuiabá, a loss against Fortaleza. Surely they'll beat Chris Juma. That's what we think, isn't it?
Yes, we're going to go with a 3-1 win for Flamengo in this game, and over 2.5, and both teams to score. If we look at these two teams, and if we look at both teams to score table for the Brazilian Serie A, Chris Juma is actually top. 87% of their games have ended in both teams to score. However, we don't think they're going to get anything from this game. We do think that Flamengo is going to beat them 3-1.
Yep, and in fact, that both teams to score prediction, pretty good odds. You can get 2 for that. So 1-1, which is, I think that's not a bad effort from the bookies there. We could probably pick that up. Regarding the full-time result prediction, Flamengo to win, that's odds on for Flamengo, 1.44 odds. And if you did go for a 3-1 prediction for a correct score, you can pick up 12 on that or 11-1. So I think that's they're all kind of quite appealing in terms of the betting market. So take your pick there. Shall we move on to Botafogo, who take on Internacional?
Yes.
Here's a couple of contrasting teams here. We've got, oh, by the way, you can watch this one on the 20th of July, Saturday, 10:30 in the UK. Look on our website, footballpredictions.net, to see what time it's on for you locally. Everything's localised. And you can also live stream this on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. But yeah, just getting into that one, Botafogo are the team. In form, they're top of the league. They've won 5 out of the last 6, and the other one was a draw. Whereas, contrast to that, Internacional, they've been playing a few cup games lately, as well as Serie A, but yeah, overall, in all those games, they have not won any of them.
No, Internacional, no wins in 4, and although they've drawn the last 2 away games, they lost the last 2 home games. So, they're not in great form, Internacional. But yeah, contrastingly, Botafogo is just continuing to win. They got 5 wins from the last 6 now, although narrow wins, and probably need to pay a little bit of attention to the fact that they've actually got 3 clean sheets in a row as well. And obviously at home, they're also very strong with 6 wins from 8. So looking good for Botafogo, and I think already we are talking ourselves into what looks like a home win.
Yeah, I think so. Botafogo have scored. I'm just looking at their last 6 Serie A matches. They've scored in every one of them.
Yeah.
Whereas looking at Internacional, they do tend to score, but it's usually none or one. But at the away games. We think, especially against the high-flying Botafogo, who are looking like they're on course to win the league at the moment. They're doing particularly well. They've got the best goal difference in the league as well, and they've scored the joint top-most goals on 28. And, yeah, they have lost 3 games all season, but at home they have only lost 1, and I don't think they're going to lose another one here. We've gone for a 2-0 Botafogo victory.
Yeah.
We think they'll win. Their odds on to win. You get odds to win at 1.75. That's on Bet365. I'm just looking at the odds now. And but we're actually going for. We think they'll win, but we're not sure if they'll score a lot of goals. For our other tip, it's under 2.5 goals. So for 2-0, 1.67 odds for that. So not even as good as the Botafogo win.
Sorry, Gesty. I do think that's a good price considering where these two teams sit on goals. If we look at the table for over 2.5 goals, Internacional, in terms of the games that they've been involved in, only 30% has ended with over 2.5 goals. So that's 1/3 of their games. So 2/3 of their games ends under games. And similarly, Botafogo, also mostly involved in games that doesn't end with more or with less than 2.5 goals. So I think that seems like a very likely prediction for this game.
Yeah, good stats. By the way, if you want to go for the 2-0 win for a correct score, you can get odds of 7.5. Not that great, to be honest with you. So yeah, let's have a look at probably some of the other ones instead. Shall we move on to Palmeiras, who take on Cruzeiro? Sunday, 21st of July at 1 a.m. for us in the UK. And Bet365 have this on their live stream as well, which would be a good one to watch, I think, this one. it's the reason I say that is that both these teams have lost two out of the last six in Serie A, but they've also both won, well, not lost the rest, obviously, but Palmeiras have won three out of the other four, and the Cruzeiro have won four out of the other four. So, yeah, it should be a really close encounter. And they're probably, Palmeiras being at home, probably you'd think would be, it's a happy hunting ground for them. They've not been very good away, Palmeiras. They lost to Botafogo in their last game, which was early hours of this morning, 1-0.
Tricky away game.
Yeah, it was. But their last away game before that, they drew with Grêmio. And our last away game before that, they lost 3-0 to Fortaleza. So we like them at home, don't we?
We do like them at home. And we've actually predicted their last three home wins. We had 3-0 against Goiás in the latest home match. They beat them 3-1. We had them to beat Bahia 3-1. They beat them 2-0. And we had them to beat Corinthians 3-0. And they beat them 2-0. So at home, our tips have been pretty spot on in terms of... in terms of the outcome, for sure. Now,
Go on.
I was going to say, in terms of Cruzeiro, they did have that away win at Grêmio, but actually, apart from that away win, away from home, Cruzeiro has been struggling this season.
Yeah.
They've got 5 defeats from 9 games, only 2 away wins all season. It's going to be a really, really hard test for them at the Palmeiras.
Yeah, they've only won that one game in the last 5 of the away games they've played, Cruzeiro. And their away form, they've got a -7 goal difference, Cruzeiro, when they're away from home, and a +12 at home. So, but for Palmeiras, they have got a really good home form. They've only lost twice out of the 9, and they've won 6 of them. But they've got a average points per game at home of 2.11. And don't forget, they're second in the league.
Yeah.
So they're up there, right up there, pushing Botafogo, only 3 points behind them, and 2 goal difference. So yeah, things could actually swap over if Botafogo didn't win, well, we think they will this weekend, and Palmeiras could end up finding themselves top. So yeah, they want to win, and we think they will win. We've gone for a 2-0 home win, comprehensive home win, and. Our tip for that is actually under 2.5 goals. So I think it will be close. Under 2.5 might be a bit nervy down at Palmeiras, actually. 1.75 odds for that, which is actually more than the Palmeiras to win, which is 1.62. That's why we've opted for the under 2.5.
Yeah.
Slightly better value. And if you did go for a correct score of 2-0, it's 7. So only 6-1, which is not that good. But let's see how it goes. And fingers crossed we have a good match. Next up, we've got Grêmio, who play Vitória, and kicks off at 3. This is a good one for us to watch. Sunday, 21st July, at 3 p.m. in the UK. And Bet365 have that on their live stream. Grêmio, they've lost 3 out of their last 6, and Vitória have lost 4 out of their last 6. Although, having said that, one of those Grêmio ones was in Copa do Brasil, and that's they won that game. So in different form for both.
Yes, Grêmio, we predicted them. They lost last night at São Paulo. We had them to get beaten 3-1. They lost 1-0 in that game. In general, Grêmio, they're in very, very poor form. They started the season with 2 wins from their first 3, but they've almost fallen apart ever since. So their last 12 matches, they have 9 defeats. 2 draws and just 1 win, which was a home win against Fluminense. However, they're playing a Vitória team that equally is very up and down, and away from home, they've also only picked up 1 win, which was against Fluminense. So the bottom team in the league. They lost the last 2 away games, and we predicted them to go down at Fortaleza last night. We said it was going to be 2-1. It ended 3-1, so pretty good prediction. And then in the previous away game to that, they lost 3-2 at Corinthians, and we said they were going to lose 3-1. So yeah, Vitória doesn't travel well. Grêmio needs to pick themselves up.
Yeah, and Vitória don't travel well, but there's an interesting statistic, which is that when they do travel away, there's both teams to score in 75% of their away games, which is very high.
Yeah.
So, and you can see that reflected in their last few results. Vitória away against Fortaleza was 3-1. Vitória away, well, I can't see many of their previous away games. Oh yeah, against Corinthians was 3-2. So yeah, that's a good stat, and that is reflected in some of our prediction here. But we do think, I mean, it's a couple of teams that are right down the bottom. They're both in the relegation zone. Although Grêmio have played two fewer games than Vitória. They've only played 15, and yeah, they're on 11 points. So actually, for those games in hand, if they did win those two games in hand they've got, they'd be up at 17 points, which would be out of the relegation zone, and kind of hovering around Criciúma and Internacional and Cuiabá. So we think that it'll be a Grêmio win here, and we think it'll also be pretty comprehensive. Interestingly, we predicted a 3-1 win for Grêmio a couple of weeks ago, 4 days ago, against in the Copa do Brasil. We predicted 3-1 and they won 3-1.
Yeah.
And we're actually going for another 3-1 prediction here, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to go for a 3-1 win to Grêmio, probably mostly based on the fact that Vitória is the shipping a lot of goals. They have the worst defense in the league. And they don't travel well. Grêmio needs to pick up, like you said, you got a couple of games in hand, and this is one of the games where they can turn it around. So we believe in Grêmio, and we're gonna go with a 3-1 win. So over 2.5 goals, both teams to score, and a Grêmio win.
Yeah, the both teams to score, like I mentioned before, is very high for the away games for Vitória, and that's what we're going for our tip. You can get 1.95 decimal odds for that. Pretty good, I think. And for the Grêmio win, you can only get 1.83, but that's also probably a good shout. If you did go for the correct score of 3-1, you get a whopping 17. So that, I mean, yeah, it's a lot less likely to come off, but pretty tasty odds if you're into that kind of bet. Anyway, next up, we have Atlético Mineiro, who take on Vasco da Gama. This one's on for us on in the UK at Sunday, 21st of July at 8 p.m. Another good time to watch it. And you can watch it on Bet365, live streams, no subscription required. And you just have to be a member there and have a unit of currency deposited or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours before the game. And this one is going to be really tight, we think. It's very kind of close games between these teams and their opposition. Although it looks like, you know, Vasco have been on a particularly good run. Almost a bit of an unexpected run. They've been getting these results, haven't they?
Yes, the 4 wins in a row. They only had 3 wins all season prior to that, and we're talking about 13 matches there. So it's pretty impressive that they've gone on to pick up 4 wins in a row, including these 2 away wins at Internacional and Atlético Goiás.
Up tonight.
If we look at Mineiro, their last home game against São Paulo, we said they were going to win 2-1, and they won 2-1 in that game. But in general, for Mineiro, it's a fairly mixed bag of results. But when they are playing at home, they do tend to score goals. They've had some, I would say, really off results in terms of defeats at home, because they lost 4-2 at home to Flamengo, and earlier in the season, 4-0 at home to Palmeiras. But those are two of the better teams in the league, and although Vasco is in form, it's not gonna we're going to go a little bit against the tide there, I think, in terms of the form, because Mineiro away is going to be a tricky game for Vasco.
Yeah it is. In fact, it might surprise a few people. We actually think that Vasco's winning run of 4 on the trot is going to come to an abrupt end. We don't think it's going to be a high scoring game. Bear in mind, Vasco were involved in a 1-0 in their last game as well. It might be that they're kind of running out of steam a little bit. And we think also that Atlético Mineiro, they need a win. They're at home. Their record at home isn't brilliant. They've only won 2 games all season at home. So make of that what you will. But We've opted for a home win. 1-0. The bookies like that as well. They've got the odds on. 1.83, you can get Atletico Mineiro to win at home. We think also, if you do go for something else other than just a straight win draw win, under 2.5 goals can be had for 1.73. So the bookies think that's even more likely.
Yeah, I think if you look at Vasco and the tips we've had, we've actually we've had four out of the last five games. We have been spot on the over under market. So yeah. Leaning towards the under in this game.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully our form here continues if you're going to go for that. And if you did go for a correct score prediction of 1-0, you could only get 6.5. Not very good odds. We'd steer clear of that one. But let's see how it pans out. So next up, we have Bahia, who take on Corinthians, 8 p.m. for us on Sunday, 21st of July. Watch it on Bet365, live streamed, no subscription required, and use our bonus code FP365. Looking back at the form of these two, it's all kind of win-loss,
yes.
Win for a lot of them.
We have predicted for Corinthians, we predicted the last five outcomes. We predicted their two home wins against Criciúma and Vitória. And we predicted them to basically lose at Vasco, Cruzeiro and Palmeiras. So looking quite good on the outcome here for Corinthians. Bahia, again, it's been a little bit of a different story in terms of our previous predictions. The home games, though, apart from Cuiabá, which was the latest home game, they lost 1-2. It's a bit of a surprise, but previous to that, we tipped them to beat Juventude 2-0. They beat them 2-0. We said they were going to beat Vasco 2-0. They beat them 2-1. So yeah. I would say, and in general, why that Cuiabá game caught us maybe a little bit off is because Bahia, prior to that game, had actually won all of their seven home matches.
Yeah, so, I was actually going to say, if you take into account the home and away form, this is really interesting. For Bahia, they have not lost. Sorry, they've lost one game. They've won seven and only lost one game. Their points per game at home is 2.63 on average out of three. You can't really beat that by much, can you? And the away form, they have won. Corinthians having a shocking season, really. They're in the relegation zone. They've won zero out of nine away and have got minus 13 goal difference out of those nine games.
Yeah, and actually there's another interesting factor, and it's buying into a little bit to the prediction that we're going to come with in a second. Corinthians have lost seven away games out of the nine, and then they have two draws. In those seven away matches where they have the defeat, they've not scored. So in all of the defeats this season away, they've not scored. And we're predicting that Bahia is going to beat Corinthians 2-0. So it's buying into a lot of the what we're saying here about the home form versus away form, but also the fact when Corinthians lose, they tend not to score. We're looking at a 2-0 win for Bahia, which I think is buying both into the outcome, but also looks like an under 2.5 game.
Yeah, exactly. And for under 2.5 goals in this game, this is probably the best bet. You get 1.85 odds. For Bahia just to win, you only get 1.73. And we think that's probably nailed on anyway. But if you did go for the 2-0 win, correct score, you can get odds of eight, 7-1. Pretty good, I think, for pretty generous from the bookies on that one. But let's see how it goes. And move on to Red Bull Bragantino, who play Atletico PR. This one kicks off for us at 10:30 at night on Sunday, 21st of July. You can stream this one live again on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. I think this will be a really close and good game. We've got in the Serie A, Bragantino have fallen into a bit of a hole. They've lost two out of the last three and only one out of the last five, whereas Atletico PR have also been patchy. They're again one of those teams that have gone. If you look at take out the Copa do Brasil game they had, where they had an easy win, they've lost one before that. So by those predictions, RB Bragantino and Paranense should be in for a tight one.
Yeah, it has to be said that Bragantino has had a run of quite a few away games in a row. Like they've played four out of their last five away from home, and since they don't travel well, it kind of reflects in the form. It looks as if they are a bit out of form, but that's because away from home all season they only won one out of nine. But at home though, they've won the last three home matches in a row, and in overall they've won five out of their seven home matches. So very much a tale of home and away. And yeah, but yeah, Paranaense, oh, very patchy as well. I mean, two wins, but only two wins from, you can say, the last four or the last eight, because they started the season quite well with five wins from eight, and now they just have two wins from the last eight. So it's a... They dropped off a little bit in form, and they had, I would say, probably quite a disappointing result at home to Bahia latest. They lost 3-1 in that game, which he predicted by Paranaense to beat Bahia in that particular game. But yeah, they lost 3-1. But yeah, it's going to be tricky for them at Bragantino. It's a very much a home team, Bragantino. And we think that, you know, coming back to home, Bragantino will just edge it with a narrow home win, a narrow 1-0 win.
Look at these two teams on the table. They're neck and neck, aren't they? They're kind of just like, is it 2 points or something separating them?
Yeah. 22,
25, three points. Yeah, it's going to be tight, we think. We like the under 2.5 for this one. And yeah, we think it's going to be a 1-0. You can, for an RB Bragantino win, you can get odds of 2 or 1 to 1, which is something to look at. But under 2.5, which we think is probably the tip, is odds of 1.73. That's about 365. But if you did opt for just a 1-0 correct score prediction win, you can get odds of 7 or 6 to 1, which also might be worth a look at. But no, I think under 2.5 goals, hopefully, which is what we're tipping, is going to be an interesting one for you to consider. Just looking now at a game which looks, hopefully for us, a bit more clear-cut. Fortaleza take on Atletico Goianiense. They kick off on Sunday, 21st of July at 10:30 UK time. You can stream it on Bet365 as well. Use the bonus code FP365. Well, Fortaleza, we have, in their last game, predicted them to have a nice win against Vitória at home. We predicted 2-1, and they ended up winning 3-1. They've won five out of the last six. Fortaleza doing really well at the moment.
Yeah, Fortaleza has really turned their season around, because the, like you said, five wins from six. In fact, it's six from eight. Now, their first eight matches of the season, they only had two wins. So to get six wins from their last eight, and some quite prominent wins as well, especially the away win at Flamengo, and then they also had a 3-0 home win against Palmeiras. So yeah, Fortaleza very is the informed team. It has to be said, we have predicted the outcome of their last three home matches. We had them to beat Vitória 2-1. It was 3-1. We had them to beat Fluminense 2-0. It ended 1-0. Juventus, we said it was going to be 2-0. It ended 2-1. So we've been looking quite solid on Fortaleza. And if we look at Goiás away, the last two away matches have ended in defeat, which we predicted, both at Palmeiras and Bragantino. So,
yeah. They're looking at the Fortaleza. They're looking to climb the table a bit more. They played one fewer game than some of the teams above them.
Yeah.
And they're currently sitting in that seventh spot, whereas, you know, Goiás are languishing, second last, 11 points. And you know what? Fortaleza at home have not lost a game all season. They've got an average points per game of 2.33, and that's reflected in our prediction. You know, having said that, Atletico Goiás have won their only two games all season away. So they're a danger, but we don't think against Fortaleza.
Because the two away wins was against Fluminense, who are bottom, and Vitória, who is 17th. So, and has got one of the worst defense in, or in fact, the worst defense in the league. So not so surprising lose wins, but yeah, against the stronger teams, we just have to be realistic. Goiás is struggling against the better teams. We saw it at Palmeiras 3-1 defeat and Bragantino as well 3-1 defeat, and therefore also we're going with a Fortaleza home win in this game of 2-0.
Yes, we are. And you might think perhaps they could even score more than 2-0, but the reason we've gone for that is they Fortaleza, it seems, tend to be one of those teams that when they get ahead, they kind of secure the win. I know they beat Vitória, who are not doing particularly well, 3-1, but before that, they only won 2-1 against Flamengo, 1-0 against Fluminense, 2-1 against Juventude. So, yeah, 2-0 margin. Also, Atlético Goiás, similar. They don't tend to be big margins in their results, but 2 is about the maximum you think we can go for. And consequently, if you go for the Fortaleza to win, their odds on 1.7 to win in decimal odds. But we like the under 2.5 for this one as well, 1.8 odds for that. If you went for a 2-0 victory, you can get odds of 7.5 on that correct score. So let's move on again to the next match, which is Juventude, who take on São Paulo. We can watch that in the UK at 10:30 on Sunday, 21st of July, live streamed on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365, FP standing for football predictions, of course. And Juventude have been a little bit patchy themselves of late with the wins, draws, losses, not really anything telling us that they're particularly convincing at home as well. I mean, I think they had their last game, they drew 1-1 against Atletico Mineiro. They also had the Copa do Brasil game, didn't they, against Internacional, so, you know, Serie A opposition, where it was also 1-1. So struggling at home a little bit, you feel. They only had that one win of note of late with a big Grêmio at home. But before that, they also had a couple of bad away losses. So Juventude are not doing too well at the moment, and probably didn't think they're going to get over the line here. But São Paulo looking strong, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it does have to be said that Juventude has not actually lost at home all season. But like you say, the form is a bit flaky of late when we take all the results into consideration, and including the Copa do Brasil. And yeah, São Paulo, very good form at the moment. 5 wins from 6 now, and some good wins as well for them. They've now scored in the last 7 matches 2. So yeah, going into this game, São Paulo is definitely looking like the more informed team, and a difficult game awaits for them for sure against Juventude, because like we said, that Juventude is not an easy team to go and beat.
Well, do you know what? Also, Moose, Juventude are unbeaten in the last 16 league home matches, become a bit of a fortress.
And therefore, maybe the prediction that we have for this game is probably going to come as a little bit of a surprise. You could probably argue for a draw, but
it's true. It could be. It could well be because of that really, really good home record they've got at their fortress. But by the same token, all records have to come to an end eventually. And with the kind of the current form that they are in, it may well be that they eventually run out of petrol here. And São Paulo looking really good. Like I said, they've only lost that one, and they've won 5 out of the last 6. They are obviously better at home, São Paulo, than their away form. But we think this will be so tight, and we think it'll be a close, really close result. And we've gone, what have we gone for?
We've gone for a narrow 1-0 win to São Paulo. So where we're looking at, the outcome as an away win and not a particularly high scoring game.
Yeah, and you know, talking about the odds there, it's São Paulo actually you can get for 1.95 odds, but Juventude 4.33 for them to win. So quite good, but the draws 3.4. If you went for a 1-0 correct score prediction, you can only get 5 to 1 or 6 in decimal. But yeah, we think under 2.5 in this game, and you can get odds on that of 1.65. So not brilliant. São Paulo to win, you can get 1.95, like I mentioned. So a bit of a tricky one to bet on, I think. But we think it'll be not many goals and it'll be tight. Shall we crack on with this last one? Cuiabá, who take on Fluminense. It's on at midnight for us. Midnight on the dot, stroke of midnight, Monday, 22nd of July in the morning. Bet365 have this on the live stream as well. And it's going to be going out. If you use the bonus code FP365, you can join them if you're new to them. It's going to be going out at an interesting time for us, a bit late, but it could be a cracker. There's not too many wins coming out of these two teams in the last six games that we're looking at. In fact, there's only one, and that was a surprise win for Cuiabá away at Bahia.
Yes, indeed. But apart from that, they have actually only lost one game out of the last eight, Cuiabá. And that was at home to Botafogo, who is the strongest team right now in the Serie A. Don't forget that Cuiabá is the team that started the season off with six games and not having scored a single goal. So, shocking start to the season. But since then, they've picked up and just have had two defeats in the last 11 games. So, yeah, they definitely picked up. And also, it's reflected in the league table when they now sit in 15th. Although just above the relegation zone still, but yeah. How have you fared in terms of results and Fluminense?
Tell you what, looking at Fluminense's results, here's something quite interesting, and we might come back to this in a minute with our prediction.
Yeah,
these are their results for the last six games: 1-1, 1-0, 1-1, 1-0, 0-1, 0-1. A lot of 1-0s in there.
Yeah,
and only one goal being scored in a lot of those games.
Yeah, of the last 10 games, only one game has had more than 2.5 goals. So 9 out of 10 has been under 2.5 goals. And it's reflected
Look at Cuiabá as well. I mean, they apart if you accept that game, their last game, which was 2-1, in the Serie A, in their four out of the last five before that. They were also under games. You had a 0-0, a 1-1, a 1-1, a 1-1, and a 2-1.
Yeah.
So you can see where we're kind of thinking about this one already, can't you?
Yeah. I was just going to say on our last two home games there with Cuiabá, they predicted them to go down 1-0 to Botafogo. They lost 2-1. And then we predicted 1-1 against Bragantino, and it ended 1-1. Equally on Fluminense away, they did not lose at Criciúma. They actually picked up a point. We thought it was going to be 1-0, but prior to that, we predicted them to lose 2-0 at Fortaleza. They lost 1-0, and then we predicted them to lose 1-0 at Grêmio, and they lost 1-0. And I think, going by what we've just said, I think we've already determined that this game is going to end with under 2.5 goals.
Yeah.
We are also going no both teams to score, and then we're going to go with a 1-0 home win for Cuiabá.
Yeah, and the odds on a under 2.5 goals game isn't great, but that's probably because it's very likely to happen. 1.53, but it's a good, probably, hopefully, it's a good safe bet. I mean, you could see a 1-1 or a 1-0 either way, really. But
yeah.
We think Cuiabá would take it. Odds for Cuiabá to win are 2.3, so they're slight favourites. And if you go for Fluminense to win, it's 3.3. With the draw, actually, even worse odds of 3.25 than actually a Fluminense win. So that is something to consider. And if you did go for a 1-0 correct score, you can get 6 odds of 6, 5-1, which is not that great, to be honest. But again, reflected in the fact that that's probably something that the bookies think is likely to happen.
Yeah.
Now, if you are going to be streaming these matches on Bet365, as we mentioned, don't forget that geolocation and live streaming rules apply for different locations and regions, 18 plus or whatever your age limit is, gambleaware.org. And do make use of our bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes. And in the description section of this podcast, you'll find links to the fixtures we've just been discussing. Or just go directly to footballprediction.net. That's where you can basically browse the online sources where you can see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels. You'll see our tips for the different betting markets, as well as the best offers and odds.
Also worth mentioning that we record these football podcasts across several competitions, leagues that is, in addition to this one. And you can listen to them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally get your favorite podcasts from, such as Apple, Spotify, or you name it, really. And that's all. Thanks for joining us. And until the next one, it's
adios.
Bye-bye.